Small businesses suffering due to the bushfires will soon have access to new grants and low-interest loans to help them get back on their feet. The money comes from the recently announced Federal Government National Bushfire Recovery Fund and follows the $76 million set aside yesterday to boost tourism. But on the ground, businesses say even with the assistance, there's no money left in their towns and staying afloat will be a huge challenge. Political reporter Alexandra Beach has more.
Kath Peachey faces the daunting task of planning a major tourist event on the New South Wales south coast just weeks after bushfires tore through local towns. But she says that just makes the Naruma Oyster Festival in May more important than ever.
The Naruma Oyster Festival can't afford to fall over and it won't fall over. We've got a really good team of people supporting it and we will deliver it. It's just a bigger challenge.
Local oyster farmers have taken a hit in the fires, especially those around Womboyne, and accommodation providers have seen mass cancellations.
We've got quite an exercise going on to reassure people that have already made their bookings that it's 100% going ahead, the festival, and the oysters will be as fabulous as ever.
But Kath Peachey says government money, either grants or loans, is needed to help the local businesses right away.
A lot of these businesses are just hanging on by their fingernails at the moment. They really probably can't wait till June for things to be sorted out.
Over on Kangaroo Island, business owner Kylie Tull agrees. She runs Kangaroo Island Trails, offering tours of the now badly burnt island to cruise ship passengers and other visitors.
The last 2 weeks have just seen a mass exodus from Kangaroo Island and also those that were coming have just decided to change their travel plan.
Over the last fortnight, 140 customers have cancelled.
A lot of us tour companies on the island, you know, we have overheads and costs to obviously still have to keep paying, and with no income coming in, to have some sort of access to a grant would obviously help to be able to just keep us afloat and keep us going until things do pick up.
Today, the federal government is announcing additional support for small businesses in fire-ravaged areas. That includes tax-free grants of up to $50,000 and low-interest loans of up to $500,000. And it comes on top of $76 million set aside over the weekend to help coax tourists back and create new attractions in affected regions. Funding will come from the Commonwealth's $2 billion Bushfire Recovery Fund.
I must say that we're pleased with this.
Peter Strong is the Chief Executive of the Council of Small Business Organisations.
We were hoping to get grants of around $20,000 and the grants are $50,000. So that's more than double what we were looking at. So I can't complain about that. That's money that will be very useful for those businesses that have been damaged.
He's also welcomed the loans.
This is a loan that's basically interest-free or very, very low interest, and you don't have to do any repayments for the first couple of years, but you do need a healthy business to take advantage of that particular loan.
The government hasn't put a figure on how many businesses it expects to take up grants and loans. Peter Strong says there are about 430,000 businesses in the affected areas, and the cost could quickly mount.
Now, not all of them have been damaged, thankfully. Nowhere near all of them have been damaged. But we don't know how many have been damaged, and they don't know how many are going to claim. So I don't think it'll be $1 billion, but it could be up there. It certainly could be $800 million.
He says the government's also still working out the details around the rules and implementation.
Alexandra Beach reporting there.